Today we continue in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim with lesson number 33. We're going further into the ninth perek, the third and fourth Mishnah. Perek Tes, Mishnah Gimel, and Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Gimel. Hasheretz shenimtso lemato minuchushto shel tanur. If a dead sheretz is found underneath the ground, the nechushta of the tanur is the ground upon which the tanur is placed. So if you find the dead sheretz in that ground, underground, tohor, the tanur remains tohor. Shani omer, because I say, how did this sheretz, this dead sheretz, get where it is now, under the ground, under the tanur? I assume, Shani Omer, I have every right to assume, Chai Nofal, it fell to the tanur when it was alive. The living sheretz is not mitame. And it burrowed down in the ground, and there it died, V'yachshav meis, so that it was never in the Avir HaTanur as a dead sheretz. Similarly, Machato Taba'as Shenimtzu Lemato Menechushto Shel Tanur, if you find a needle or a ring, metal objects, under the ground, under the tanur, tohor, the tanur remains tanur. Sha'ani omer, shom hoyu achelo boa tanur. Because I assume that this metal needle, was there in the ground before the tanur even came along, so that they were never in the avir of the tanur and could not make them tomei, even if they were even if they did become Tomei with the Tumas Meis, they were each of them an Av HaTumah. Nevertheless, they were in the ground before the Tanur came, and therefore they were never in the Avir HaTanur, and they can't be Metamei the Tanur. The Tanur remains Tor. However, Nimtzu'u Be'efer Makle, suppose you find this ring or this needle which came into contact with a mace, so each of them, the Machat, the Tabas, is an Av HaTumah, and you find it in the ash, the burnt ash in the tanur, then, of course, the tanur is tome. She'ein lo bama yisla. How did the ring get in the efer? How did it get into the ash? It must have been in the tanur as an avatuma. Remember, an avatuma like a machat or tabas which come into contact with a mace is metame kalim. And therefore the tanur becomes tome. Mishnah Dalet, Sufok, if you have a sponge, Shebola Mashkin, it has absorbed liquid, Mashkim Temeim, liquid which was Tomei. And you will now remember that Mashkim Temeim can be Metamei Akeli. So therefore, if these Mashkim were exposed to the Avir HaTanur, they would make the Tanur Tomei. But in this case, the liquid is absorbed into the sponge, v'noguv mibachutz, and the outer part of the sponge is dry. So the liquid is totally absorbed somewhere within the sponge. V'nofa la'avir ha'tanur, and now this falls into the airspace of the tanur. Tomei, so the tanur becomes tomei. Why? She'sof mashke lotzeis. Many mefarshim understand this to mean, of course, the liquid that's inside of a sponge will exit that sponge because you're going to squeeze the sponge to get the liquid out. So even though that liquid is now at the current moment ensconced, encased in a sponge, but that liquid is eventually going to come out. And therefore, it's already considered as if it's out. And now you're having the Avir HaTanur Mashkin Tomeim, and the Tanur is Tomei. And the same thing would be true according to the Tanakama, not only with the sponge, but any material that absorbs liquid into its depth, inside of it, deep inside of it. V'chein chaticho shel leves, a piece of turnip. The liquid inside the turnip is sometimes deep within the turnip, and the outside of the turnip is crusty and hard. V'shel gemi, or of a type of rubber, where the liquid is deep inside. There too, according to the Tanakhama, the liquid is sof mashkel lotseis. It's going to come out of the lefes of the gemi, and therefore the Tanir is already tomei. But Rabbi Shimon mitaher b'shnei elu. Rabbi Shimon says no. A lefes and gemi are not the same as a sponge. A sponge is definitely sof mashkel lotseis, but not from a lefes and not from gemi. And so we have concluded Mishnah Dalid, and in the process concluded lesson number 33.